The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So hello and welcome, everyone. It's good to see you here at Happy Hour, dear Sangha. So for today's practice, I was having a tough time deciding between two practices, so maybe I'll do one today and another one next time. So, or on Friday. So, the practice for today I'd like to invite us to consider is what's considered tilling the soil or preparing the soil for forgiveness. So we are human beings. We all go through life, and there might have been situations where, you know, there's still a little bit of, you know, not quite clarity, being completely clear with somebody in our lives. And we may or may not be ready to forgive them, or maybe we have forgiven them to some extent. So anywhere where there has been some kind of maybe challenge or rub or entanglement, say, with someone in our lives where we have pushed their buttons, they have pushed our buttons. It happens. We're human beings. We get entangled, right? Is there a single one of us who hasn't had an entanglement? And so in order to till the soil, in order to prepare the soil for gratitude, you know, we may not be ready. I'm sorry, not gratitude. That's what we'll do on Friday. That's the other practice. I was thinking of doing a different way of doing it. I guess that's the preview. Okay, come for gratitude on Friday. But to till the soil, to really prepare our hearts for forgiveness, even if we're not ready quite for forgiveness, because forgiveness is something that can't be pushed, can't be rushed. Or also maybe, as I said, we've forgiven this person quite to a large extent, but maybe there's still a little rub there. And of course, this idea of forgiveness, etc., doesn't mean that we bring them back into our lives, but just that there's clarity in our heart. So the way we till the soil, the way we prepare our hearts to be ready for forgiveness is to consider their common humanities, to consider their good qualities, to consider the good, maybe some of the good deeds they have done for us, maybe some of the, in the past, maybe we've been friends, and just recollect and bring into our heart, not with forcing and pushing, but to really gladden our heart, or there's this other human being who has some good qualities, and maybe they are really supporting some other people in some ways through their work, through their family life, and just so bringing these good qualities. And again, we're not trying to rush into forgiveness tonight. It's just in some ways, maybe this could be another way I could frame this is, metta for someone we have had challenges with, or metta for someone we have a challenge with, but with kind of our ear out or our eye out, like, oh yeah, when we do this, when we consider their goodness, the heart gets ready, the soil gets tilled for forgiveness at some point, whenever the heart is ready. So that is the framing. That is the context. And I hope I've been clear enough. Maybe I'll just say one more thing about it, which is what I'm inviting us to explore tonight is considering in our hearts the good qualities of someone we've had an entanglement with. And it's similar, but slightly different from doing metta for them, as you will see. Similar, but a little different. And it's definitely not forgiveness yet, right? So it's not forgiveness. Forgiveness might arise tonight. It's like, oh, naturally, great. If it comes up, have fun with it. But we're just recollecting goodness. It's a recollection of goodness. That's how I'm framing the practice tonight. Let's explore. Let's see what happens. Different things might come up. Always trust your experience. And if at any point it gets challenging or difficult, go to self-care. Go to self-compassion, self-metta, taking care of your own heart. If challenges from the past like really bubble up and you find yourself in anger and remorse or whatever, just go back to self-compassion. All right, dear. It's okay. It's all right. Okay? So as long as you bring kindness to whatever comes up, you are doing the practice right. Let me say that again. As long as you turn with kindness and hold with kindness, whatever is coming up, even if it's remorse or anger, whatever it is, if you're kind with it, just holding it with patience and kindness, you're doing this practice perfectly right. It's all about metta. So plenty of words to set the frame. Let's start. Let's formally start our practice together. So let's, as always, land in our bodies. Start with mindfulness of the body. Mindfulness of the breath. Aware of the body. Aware of the heaviness of this body, letting the body be heavy. Offering the weight of all the muscles, starting from the feet, through your legs, sit bones, abdomen, chest, arms, hands, neck, shoulders, head. The entire body, offering the entire body's weight to the earth. Inviting all the muscles to soften. The next exhale. Letting go some more. Letting go into the chair, into the cushion, into Mother Earth. Into your feet. So nice, just to sit and be breathed. Breath breathing you, breath knowing what to do. Just resting, taking refuge for a moment. From the stream, the busyness of our lives. Just this breath, in breath, out breath. Let the awareness be receptive, receiving the breath with ease. Receiving the breath in the abdomen, the lower abdomen. And if thoughts arise, it's okay. It's all right. Noticing what thought has arisen. And as if it's an old friend, hi, smilingly greeted. Say thank you. But not now. Can you visit? Come another time, please. I'll wait for you then, but right now I'm giving my whole heart. Wholeheartedly, I'm giving myself to this practice, just being quiet, settling, connecting with kindness to this body, to this moment. Letting yourself enjoy the breath. The simplicity of just sitting and breathing. So much richness in just this moment. Richness in the simplicity. And while feeling embodied, feeling your breath in the abdomen, feeling your feet on the floor, your hands on your lap. Sit bones on the chair, on the cushion. And if you're sitting on the floor, your entire bottom of your legs contacting the earth. Feeling embodied, feeling the body. Breathing. Now I would like to invite you, continuing to feel embodied. So the center of gravity is low, low, low in the body, in your abdomen, not in your head. And as I give invitations, if and when you notice you're thinking, the center of gravity has moved up, ever so gently drop back in. Drop in into your chair, your cushion. So I'd like to invite you to bring to your heart first as we prime our heart. Bring someone who's easy, you care for. Someone with whom you have a good, easy relationship. Could be a child, could be a pet, could be an adult. And as you bring this being to your heart, feeling what it feels like to consider them in your body. Maybe you notice a sense of peace and ease, or a smile shows up. Just notice. Maybe a sense of friendliness, goodwill that this person has for you and you have for them. Care. Love. And with each breath, so that it feels embodied, not thinking, with your breath, maybe not with each breath, let there be a recollection, a sense of something you appreciate about them, and you stay for a few breaths with it. Something you appreciate about this being. Just breathe with it. Maybe you've been friends. If this is a human being, you've been friends for a long time, maybe. Letting the various things. Letting the various things arise. Feeling with them with the breath. Maybe you appreciate that they're happy when they see you. This could be particularly true if you've chosen a pet. Let each of these recollections brighten your heart. Brighten your heart. Gladden your heart. As if you're soaking in them. Taking them in with each breath. Take your time. With the different qualities. Or maybe things they have done for you or they do for you. Maybe they call you. Or have called you when you're not feeling well. Really let yourself breathe it in. Take it in. Brightening your heart. We all have this capacity. Let your heart be gladdened, made brighter with these recollections. Recollecting dimensions, aspects of their Buddhahood, their inner beauty, their goodness. Their Buddha nature. Now, with our heart primed and recollecting of goodness, now I'd like to invite you to choose someone you've had some entanglement, not the toughest one on the list, not number one, not the most challenging, but someone that maybe you have already worked some things through, or in your heart at least, you've offered some forgiveness. Just, it's not too big. It's just a little entangled. Just a little entangled. Not over the top entangled. Choosing this being, bringing them to your heart. And similarly, noticing that they too have a Buddha nature. Not condoning the harm that was done, but they too are a human being. Can you bring to heart some of their good qualities, some of the ways maybe they supported you in the past? Or that they're kind, loving, giving to others? Or that their work supports others, their gifts in this world? If you need to keep some separation, not really bringing them close to your heart, but just having some kind of separation, it's okay too for this practice. They don't need to be right up close. But as long as you feel into their goodness. Again, if even that, them at a distance, it feels too much, then go back to your dear being, your easy being. And when there's more stability, you can come back to this person with whom there's been some challenge, maybe keep him at a bit of a distance, maybe they're sitting on the other side of the room, but you still see their goodness. You let yourself see their goodness. They're not all bad. Maybe there are some things that come to them naturally, which you appreciate. Maybe you even let yourself see some of their vulnerability. The feeling of goodwill comes up naturally. You can offer it. And if not, that's okay. Respect where you are. We all have challenges in this life. Every single one of us has challenges and vulnerabilities. And if natural forgiveness arises, as much as it arises, partial, you can offer it. And if not, it's okay. Don't push it. We're collecting good, wholesome qualities and acts of goodness. For the last minutes of this practice period, for collecting your own good quality, for showing up and practicing, doing the best you could given the causes and conditions, and letting go of any judgment, anything that was challenging or difficult. You've done your best. Offering forgiveness to yourself, goodness to yourself, and wishing well for all beings everywhere. May all beings know the blessings of their own heart, their own goodness, their own good nature. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, it is said that forgiveness is for the courageous. And by building, by recollecting goodness, the goodness of people who've had some entanglement with, we build more courage in this way. So I'd love to invite you to share questions, comments, observations. What came up for you? What did you notice? You can type them in chat. And if in chat, if you write them to me alone, I will only read your comment, not your reflection. I mean, not your name, only your reflection, not your. Let me try that again. If you write it to me privately, I only read your reflection, not your name. If you write it public, to the chat is to everyone, then I'll acknowledge you, your name, and you can also raise your hand, especially if you haven't spoken for a while. Would love to hear from you. What did you discover with this practice? I'll share something with you. As I was doing the practice, I found myself smiling when I was bringing up. I was smiling, of course, at the beginning when I was bringing up the recollecting the good qualities of a person dear. Just my heart was lighting up. And I also found myself recollecting the good qualities of someone I've had some entanglement with. That also made me smile, made me light up. And my mind wanted to just consider and remember and recollect more and more of the good qualities of this person that I had forgotten. And having metta for them, seeing their vulnerabilities and offering even more forgiveness, it just became natural, just flowed, like, you know, as the Buddha says, the stream water just flows downhill naturally. It just, all these started to flow naturally. Of course, your mileage might vary. I'm just sharing my own practice report a little bit as support, as inspiration, but it's all good. Maybe it was challenging. Maybe it was very difficult for you. It's all good. Bring it on. One reflection from someone. I was just thinking about how I still feel angry towards my ex, even though I think I have found forgiveness. If anger is still present, does that mean I still have further forgiveness to give? This was very emotional for me. Yeah, thank you for sharing this. If there is still anger, yes, I respect your inner wisdom, knowing that you know yourself, that there is still further forgiveness to work through, to offer. And yeah, thank you for that reflection. I appreciate this practice can be emotional and can't be rushed or pushed. Other reflections, please. questions, complaints, discoveries. Dawn says, I smiled too, thinking of others. I also thought of the anger that I caused in others. Needed to forgive myself. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for that reflection, how this can go deep in seeing and offering forgiveness to ourselves. Yeah, beautiful. Yes, please, Carol.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Thanks for the nice guided meditation. I had a hard time focusing the whole time because I'm in a really intense period at work and wrapping up a 3-year construction project this week. So, but I kind of focused on, I work in a very like male dominated field, and there's a lot of misogyny, sexism is still kind of a stronghold there. So I kind of focused on that versus an individual. And there's lots of kind of micro moments that happen with people that I really like to work with. It's just kind of part of society and socially like where we are still. So it was kind of nice because I was like half distracted and just trying to really like undo some of the like wound up quality in my system. But then also kind of being able to hold some of the challenges that I face, that other women face in the industry, and sort of see that as part of the experience and part of what can be really frustrating about the experience and work in general. And so I really enjoyed it. I kind of took your intention and crafted it to exactly what I'm going through. And it was actually really nice. And I felt like it felt like a nice thing for me to do as an intention to kind of close out a big, thing that I've worked on for several years. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. It's beautiful. I so appreciate hearing, of course, you know, as I love your words, wound up, you're going through a very intense period. So there's a lot of energy, and you figured how to make this practice work for you tonight. How do I make this work? Like, oh yes, there's a lot of challenges and you know, misogyny coming, and how can I work in just general, maybe the sense I get, you didn't say this, but I wonder, you're welcome to unmute yourself if not, is a sense of maybe seeing some of the good in some of the people that you said I like to work with. So I like these people, and yet there's these challenging, challenges. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, there's so much of it that happens so frequently, you know, when you're kind of working in an industry, when you're where you're an outsider still, you can't really stay in anger all the time, but yeah. You can sort of take it as sort of like, oh, these other people are also a product of our own conditioning and society. And so like, they're good people who are intending ill will. It's just, they're like, there's unconsciousness and sort of like a larger collective social thing that happens. And when you depersonalize it in that way, it makes it a lot easier, especially for yourself, like for your own experience, right? You can depersonalize it in this way where you're like, oh, I'm just part of this bigger thing. And, you know, I can work to change that by being positive and bringing a different kind of consciousness to it. But in that, you still have to acknowledge the frustration and the pain of being subjected to that, kind of balancing both.
Exactly. So well put, Carol, thank you. So to acknowledge the hurt, the frustration, the harm that is caused, all of that. And it's a both and, all of that acknowledged. And as you said, one can't stay in anger to see the, you know, their intention, they have good intention. It's, and yet it's out of ignorance. It's really ignorance causing harm, not to condone the harm and hurt. And yet seeing their humanity in that way, supporting yourself to not stay in anger. Beautiful. So much wisdom here. Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Beautiful. So dear ones, I see more reflections in chat. I like to acknowledge them, and the time has come, is 10 to. So let's transition to the small groups practice in community, because especially this has been such a can be such a rich topic, and it's important for us to make space for holding each other. And then when we come back, I'd like to acknowledge the more reflections given time. So I am creating the rooms right now, and the rooms are created, and I'm about to open them. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Here we go.